Hello, welcome back to Hatchback to 92.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dial. 9 minutes gone past, actually about 8 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we're discussing next is what's happening in the People's Democratic Party. Well, especially between the party's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, and the River State Governor, Yusuf Nwege, who, by the way, contested with Atiku Abubakar for the presidential slot of the People's Democratic Party. Atiku Abubakar did win that contest with Governor Nwege coming in second place. However, since that primary took place and the results and the aftermath, it appears that all may not be well between the River State Governor, who is considered a major stalwart. In fact, some describe him as a pillar of the People's Democratic Party, that all may not be well between him and the party's presidential candidate. Does raise concerns then as far as what the party's possible fortunes or might be as far as the presidential elections are concerned. These and other related matters we're discussing in this hour. Now, here are some items that made it onto our news earlier on today as far as recent developments on the matters concerned. Governor Yusuf Nwege on Sunday hosted a crucial meeting with some PDP governors who coordinated his presidential campaign. The meeting held behind closed doors at the River State Governor's Lodge in Abuja was the first by the group after the party's special national convention, which produced Atiku Abubakar as the party's presidential candidate. Now, agenda of the meeting still unclear, but a member of the party's board of trustees, Jerry Gunner, told journalists they wanted to confirm that they are solidly together as a group. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I'm delighted that on behalf of this group to confirm that we have met together for the first time after the primaries of the People's Democratic Party. We have frankly reviewed matters among ourselves. We want to confirm that we are solidly together as a group. And we also want to let the nation know that we shall keep our people briefed as developments unfold.
Now, those at the meeting include Governor Seyi Makinde of Oyo State, Governor Kezie Ekpiazu of Abia State, Samuel Otum of Benue State, Ifeanyi Ogunwanye of Enugu State, among others. Benue State Governor Samuel Otum says Governor Nwege is a pillar in the PDP and should be treated with more respect. He said the party has not been fair to the River State Governor.
I have told the management and the leadership of our party that they have not done well, especially with my friend Nwege, who is a pillar of PDP in Nigeria today. But Nwege was the sole person that stood. You recall that Obasanjo had to disengage himself from partisan politics after he left office. Our former president, whom I served and my leader as a minister under his tenure, President Jonathan, also decided to step aside, at least for PDP. And so Nwege was the anchor person.
All right, now, talking about even Governor Nwege himself, after he returned to River State from Spain last week, said the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar made provocative comments when he was announcing his running mate. The governor said he decided to remain silent because of his love for the party.
Since after our primaries, I have decided to be quiet because this is a party I love so much. I've never said anything. I decided to go back home and focus on fulfilling the remaining promises I made to the people of the state. But there comes a time that people will understand and know the true facts of this. Because you can imagine, the presidential candidate of the PDP, Alhaji Abubakar, when he unveiled his vice presidential candidate, no right thinking a lover of this party will say that the speech he made on that day was fair. Forget about the one seekers. Forget about the scavengers.
Governor Nwege also said comments made by the PDP presidential candidates in a recent television interview were false.
The presidential candidate of the PDP, Alhaji Abubakar, before the RIS television, see the statements he made. So many lies were told. And then he said, I should not react to some of those issues. That would not be fair. Assuming today, I'm not alive. Obviously, what they have said will be accepted as the truth. Look at his attack dogs. Sule Lamido, Babangida Aliyu, Maina Waziri, Look at the statements they issue. Look at the abuses they rain on me. I never reacted for my own future and for those who are around me. And then you say, I should not react to some of those issues.
No, he also said it's not true. The PTP presidential candidate sent former Senate President Bukola Saraki to reach out to him. He also said he will react to all the comments made by the PTP presidential candidate and his associates at the appropriate time. What is the state of things? I'm asking you, by the way, how do you think things will play out between the River State Governor, Yusuf Nweke, and the PDP's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar? But joining me in the studio right now for this conversation is Honorable Samuel Wanasike, Chairman, Recreate Local Government Area. Honorable Wanasike, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's been a while.
Yes, it has indeed. Let's get straight to it then. Let's start with this recent meeting that transpired, that took place in Abuja. Are you aware of the matters discussed in that meeting, or what the purpose of that meeting was? And does it in any way have to do with the outcome of your party's convention and the coming general elections?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for the opportunity of giving me your platform. And I thank the listeners for their time. In answering your question, you read it out on your own that the meeting held behind closed doors. And those are our leaders. They're the pinnacle of our leadership. And if you say, if I'm aware of what was discussed there, then I'm a spirit then. I wasn't at the meeting, but when the meeting finished, we were briefed of, it's a normal meeting. You have a team, and what they call a true team is when a team sticks to the vision of their group, irrespective of what the result is. We are all politicians. There's another election in the next future. And as far as we are concerned, the team, since after the election, has not had time to meet. Don't forget, after the presidential election, a lot of the team leaders, they are serving governors. Some of them are had to return back for a second time in office. By the grace of God Almighty, they will return. Some of them also had to make sure that their states have a smooth transition, and like we have in River State, which is, by the grace of God Almighty, it's going to happen, because River State people don't believe in lies. We believe in sincerity of purpose and the truth. And so what's important is that we're members of the People's Democratic Party, and we're not leaving our party for anybody. We're not leaving our party for those who believe that they have what it takes to come and harass or muscle people out, or who claims that the owner of this country. No, this country belongs to every one of us. We nobody's more Nigerian than me, Dr. Wanasike Samuel Osorochi. And as far as I'm concerned, I have seen a leader in Ezeboye Sonwike who stands by the truth. Even if sometimes when you speak the truth, you tend to be like you're speaking from the minority angle, it doesn't really matter. I'm a Christian by faith, and the Bible tells us that it's only the truth that can set us free. And so one should be able to speak the truth at all times. And for us, we believe that our party will find a way of coming out of the mess a lot of these rent seekers and these political jobbers are trying to turn our party to. And one thing that is sure, Nigerians are not bereft of information, or they don't just forget easily. If you remember, before the 2015 general election, most of the persons today who are those who are doing everything to destroy the fortune of the People's Democratic Party were actually those who walked away from the People's Democratic Party and sabotaged the then re-election of President Goodluck Jonathan and made the party lose an election that would have won when all indices was set for the PDP to win the re-election, for Jonathan to complete the transitional program that he was doing to transform the growth of, to transform Nigeria into a growing economy that Nigeria was recorded to be. Like IMF report then said in 2014 that Nigeria was the fastest growing economy as a people with fat paint. And all of a sudden, less than a few years, these same men just believe that they can just travel overseas after all the rot they have created. They will just come back and they tell us they are born again. Like one who is a choir master now in social media, who was once in National Assembly and who made all the dramas, who even told us they are going to Nollywood, has now come back. He's now a superstar in our party, the same party he destroyed, the same party he called our party leader names. So for us, the truth is the truth.
Let's talk
and
about
the truth will come to play one day.
You used the word mess a while ago. There is still, I perceive, in the minds of a lot of people, some uncertainty as to what exactly the issues are, because it appears from information coming out from the Rivers State governor himself, from other persons, personalities from the Atiku camp, it appears that all is not well. So to borrow your expression, it appears that there is some mess right now in the PDP. But there is some uncertainty as to what exactly that mess is. So if you could do you, I imagine that you would know what the mess is exactly. What is it? Because many, before you answer the question, many allude that it is because the River State Governor, Yason Wike, did not get the vice presidential ticket. Yes, he wanted to get the presidential ticket. It's a contest. Any contest, there are winners and there are losers. So is he upset that he lost the presidential ticket, or that even after losing that, he wasn't offered the vice presidential ticket? Because might I remind you as well, even the governor at different times said very clearly that he's not interested in running for vice president's office. And maybe just a comment of his to remind us of that statement, one of the many times he actually made that comment. Pardon me.
I'm not going to look for VP to anybody. Please discard that. I'm not looking for vice president. What I'm looking for is president. I don't want a VP. Well, some of you may be believing that Aisha doesn't want to look for hard. Look at me. Who will win me in the election that will look for VP? No, who will win me? Mention. So the issue of VP is carried. It's not available at all.
So, to my question once again, what exactly is the issue you described as the mess? Because many once again are perceiving the governor, after losing out on the presidential ticket, wanted the vice presidential ticket, which he didn't get as well.
I think you played the voice of the governor of Benue State. I think he actually dealt with this, your question. And that's why Yason Wike is not afraid of anybody. He has done so well for the people of River State. He has done so well for the people of my ethnic nationality. He has done so well for the people of South. He has done so well for the people of this nation by building a political party that could stay and confront the misrule of the All Progressive Congress. He didn't shy away. And he was optimistic that he will win the primaries. And that election was for him to win. And Nigerians are aware of what played out. The sabotage of a close friend. But it's okay. That's life. So people will learn from that part of life or those indices of life. And so if Governor Tom has told you what the handlers of the party have done, that is the mess. People built this party. Before July last year, the national chairman of our party will not tell you, beat his chest and say he'll be the national chairman. He never knew he'd be national chairman. People sat back and said, no, let's unite ourselves. Let's zone the national chairmanship to the North and let the North present a candidate to them, which was done. And that's why we have a seamless national convention that produced that executive. So we are not spirits. You can look at Dayo today and say, I'll do this with Dayo. How Dayo reacts when you do that with him is left for Dayo and Dayo's spirit and Dayo alone. So as far as we are concerned, we have been learning from experiences in life. Some are hard, some are easy. So you learn. That's the beauty of life. So Governor Thomas answered your question.
So are you suggesting that the River State Governor simply expected the presidential ticket of the party to simply be handed over to him because he has helped to build the party over time?
No, not at all. He never said so. And don't forget, ab initio, he wasn't supposed to, he didn't even want to run this election because he thought and that he was with his brother governors from the South and that they've made up their mind that this time around, the president is leaving the North, is going to come to the South. It was a unanimous agreement from whether an APC or PDP, all Nigerians agreed that for fairness and equity, power should return back to the South. And so when the handlers of our party, after they have received the mandate of the party in our national convention last year, decided to turn the goalposts and shift it to where it pleases them because of their old relationship with people, because of what they intend to achieve personally, what do you expect us to do? A political party that is in its constitution is enshrined, that party must zone power either to the north or to the south, depending on who was the incumbent. And at the day, you went and set up a committee, and the committee brings up a report to say you should throw it open. Look at what the APC has done. The northern governors stood their ground. Even when the president and their leadership wanted to do otherwise, they said, no, Nigerians are watching us. Nigerians know we have made mistakes in the past, but in this one, we will not make mistake. We will want power to go back to the South. So what was difficult for power to come back to the South, even when it is enshrined in the PDP constitution? The irony is that even the APC constitution is not there.
Chairman, you have to hold that thought, please. We'll just go for a commercial break right now. We'll return in a moment. Conversation with Honorable Sammy Wanasike continues afterwards. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 28 minutes come past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. We're discussing the situation or the state of things within the People's Democratic Party, especially between the Rivers State Governor, Yusuf Nwigwe, described as a pillar of the PDP, and the party's presidential candidate for next year's general elections, Atiku Abubakar. Information emanating from both camps suggests strongly that all may not be well. How this is affecting the party now, how it might affect the party's fortunes in next year's general elections, forms the basis of our conversation right now. My guest, Honorable Sammy Wanasike, is chairman, Ukraine Local Government Area. Chairman, you're welcome once again.
Thank you very much, my brother Dayo.
To a previous question I asked you regarding what the message in your party, your response was to cite the comments of the Benue State Governor, Samuel Ortom, who said that the party has not treated Governor Wike well or fairly. You also referenced your party's constitution, how your party may have gone against its own constitution, and what may have been some agreements behind the scenes to zone the power or to zone the ticket to the South.
Apart from that, the handling of the party, the managers of the party, have decided to turn our political party that we labored with our flesh and blood, which they did not participate in the laboring of building that party. A lot of them were already in retirement, called out of retirement to come and provide experience and leadership, decides to treat those who have labored to hold the party. You read out yourself that previous leaders of the party, who were even at the level of the presidency, decided to take the back seat. Other people said, no, this party will not die. And remember, the same Governor Wike you're talking about had people come from the other sides of the divide. When these issues are happening, you are a good man. You have capacity. Let's work with you. We will do this, we will do that, we will do that, we will do this. In fact, at a particular time, there was a threat that if you don't come over to join us, that you will not be re-elected as a governor for a second time. What did he say? He said, well, if it's the will of Rivers people, that if I don't leave the PDP and go to APC or any political party that I'll not be re-elected, so be it.
What I want to ask you is...
No, let me finish, sir.
No, pardon me.
Let me finish. I need to finish.
Okay, go ahead.
A man who has taken this route, a man who even had to be tear-gassed by a commissioner of police when we wanted to do our national convention in one small stadium called Shark Stadium. We were beaten out of the stadium. We had to go to our party office to do a whole PDP national convention
People forgot all the problem Sheriff brought, turned around. The same people that brought Sheriff to him, turned around and accused him that he's the one that brought Sheriff. And at the end of the day, we were patient. We followed that struggle to the Supreme Court. We got that freedom and got our party back and started rebuilding our party and brought in men and women to work together.
Now, my question,
now somebody now comes into the country.
My question.
Because he's in charge.
How does all of this amount to not treating the person of, like, if you say your party is not being managed well by certain persons, handlers, that affects all of your party? Maybe if you're assuming you're correct, it affects even those who are carrying out the mismanagement as well, because when there's a mismanagement, there are going to be consequences eventually.
Thank you, you have said so.
No, so even if that's the case, it's mismanagement, it affects everybody, both those on Governor Wike's side or those who are against him. If it's about not zoning the party to the South or the ticket parliament to the South, Governor Wike was not the only person, the only contestant from the South who wanted that ticket as well. There were others who didn't, and they didn't get it also. So what exactly is the matter, the issue that amounts to not treating Governor Wike fairly by the PDP? What exactly is that one sin that affects him peculiarly as against other members of your party who are even from the South as well?
You have said so. You played different version of voices here before this program started. And Nigerians listened to all of them. You said here, a man said he's not interested in vice presidency. He came second to the glory of God. We came back to Port Harcourt, but before we came to Port Harcourt, the man that won the election, the flag, the candidate of the party, paid a visit to him and made an offer. He said, I don't work alone. I have leaders of the party. I have people of the South. I can't just wake up because they have an ambition. The South wants presidency. That is what we want for 2023. And so, but if you have made an offer, I will need to go back to them to go and brief them. And it's for them to decide whether I should accept that offer or not.
What offer
and
is that?
Hold on. Yes, my brother, the election has come. The election has gone. God has given me victory. I want to walk with you. Come and walk with me.
As what?
Hold on. What are you saying? As what? Okay. Now, the man says, I cannot on my own take this decision. I have a team. You're hearing that there's a team that did the campaign and the work for Governor Wike. Did not do that work alone. People spent their resources and their time and took risk for him to get the number of local governments you saw, over 200 plus local governments in Nigeria, to back him for that program. He was a serious contender. And so he needed to convince those persons, say, look, this is our political party. Election has come and gone. We should let's move forward. What's important is to rescue Nigeria. And everybody said, okay, well, go and talk to your people. If they accept, we don't have a problem. And he came back. They had a meeting with the leaders of our party, both from a lot of our leaders from the South, we are present, a lot of our leaders from our states, we are present, and they discussed and agreed. And the next day, he paid the return visit to the candidate of the party. Maybe you're missing all these indices. He paid the return visit to the party and said, sir, yes, my people have said, for the interest of our party. It was a wonderful day. Because even the candidate himself was excited, was happy that finally PDP has gotten it right. After that excitement and celebration, Governor Wike came back. The next thing we heard was that, oh, that the panel, that the candidate of the party on his own cannot just go and agree with Governor Wike that he should be running mate. Because of the handlers of the party, have the things they have made up their mind they want to achieve. You're even aware that Sarah reporters raised an allegation a few days to that program. It doesn't come from me because I didn't raise the allegation. It was Sarah reporters that raised the allegation. Whatever happened. And so at the end of the day, they set up a committee. The same committee they did set up ended the process. A committee of 17 persons, and 14 persons are saying, look, if PDP will win this election, the best bet is for us to put all our forces and our strength together. Let Governor Wike run as the vice president to former vice president Atiku Abubakar as the co-candidate of the party. Everybody happy. Everybody just say, oh, he said, okay, let's put you to vote. And they had a vote. And the chairman of that committee was Governor Tom. And as soon as that happened, news filtered out from the committee meeting, there was jubilation and celebration all over Nigeria. Check Twitter. I am aware you are a Twitter person. You saw it. Nigerians were happy that, yes, we have gotten a northerner and a northern Muslim and a southern Christian to agree, irrespective of what they have done. So, okay, for the interests of this nation, let's move forward. Then, because you have seen that maybe probably who you made promises to or who you believed that the same committee you put up would have done the hatchet job for you, didn't get it right, or didn't get it, you decided to do another turn of the table. To say, oh, no, it cannot be one name, You must put three names. See, no matter what anybody likes to say, the truth is the truth. And at an appropriate time, day two, we come back. Just like today, all of them, name them, Saraki, Atiku Abubakar, Dino Melaye, all of them, we are part of those who told Nigerians that President Muhammad Buhari was the Messiah that can wipe away Boko Haram, turn our economy to the best economy of the world, and make Nigeria be great. Today, they have turned around to sing another song, because as far as they are concerned, they are the owners of Nigeria.
So clearly,
whenever they wake up,
so clearly,
there's another issue.
So clearly, Governor Wike was expecting the vice presidential ticket.
You say what?
I said clearly, Governor Wike was expecting the vice presidential ticket.
Was expecting the vice presidential ticket that you or your own came to appeal to him. So for the interest of the party and for you, a candidate to win, that he should come and help you win the election. What's his business?
All right. Now, what is the current state of the relationship between Governor Wike and Atiku Abubakar? And how do you suppose it might affect the fortunes of your party in the general elections next year?
Well, there's a saying in my local parliament that says, the man that is sick is the one that will go to the doctor. Somebody has won the party ticket. And I know he doesn't want to just answer the candidate of the party. I know. He's not the first time he's winning the party ticket either. He has had the party ticket of ECN. He has had the party ticket of this same PDP. And now he's holding it again. So, as far as we are concerned, it is for him to decide. He is the one that will cut the shots. But he should be able to let Nigerians know that he's a true father and a true leader. He's an elder statesman. And say the truth when it's supposed to be. You cannot imagine, you say you sent people to him when the entire nations are watching. The BOT chairman is on air, screaming to high heaven. People should tell the candidate of the party should go himself and meet his brother who contested the primary with him so that they can build the front. We are waiting for that to happen.
But how does it reflect on your party and your candidate, Atiku Abubakar, when the pillar of the party, Governor Yusuf Wike, describes him as a liar and then says that there are other things he's going to speak on very soon? Does that help your party's chances and your candidate?
Oh, because he's my party candidate. If he speaks out of proportion, nobody should speak. I don't say that now. We're human beings now. We are over 220 million Nigerians. You can't kill everybody at a time.
But when Governor Wike says your party's candidate is a liar, how should other Nigerians... That in other words, he maybe, judging from Governor Wike's comments, may have betrayed Governor Wike. He's a person whose words should not be taken as truth. If he tells you good morning, you should go outside to check if it's the truth. Now, if Governor Wike describes such a fellow in such manner, why should 200 million or more Nigerians trust him to manage their affairs properly?
That is for Nigerians to decide. I'm not Nigerian, I'm just one Nigerian. I've just told you that if you die or that I'm this program with you, now if you say something that is a lie, I will call it a lie. It's as simple as that.
I'm not a party's candidate.
So that is fine. What is there? It's simple. An action took place. The man who spearheaded the action, Governor Tom, came on national television and said this actually took place. Even before Governor Otto spoke, several persons in our party who were in that meeting has come to say this is what happened. That's the position of it. And so if our candidate, who is the leader, who is almost as the leader of the party today, we now come to a national television and look at one of his governors who wants him to win, who is calling his attention to see there are people around you that come and sing praises of you every day. Watch them very well. They don't mean well for you. Take steps. Take steps. Now that you have time, we still have time. We have enough time to heal this wound. We have enough time to close this gap. We have enough. You can imagine the level of capacity that we are in the meeting yesterday. Is it sort of people you want to throw with a wave of a hand? And you want to go with a comedian who cannot even win his own election in his neutral district? That's the person you want to carry all over the world and say we'll help you win the election in Nigeria? Oh God. For us, we don't want to bother ourselves. We feel pained because this is not what we want as members of People's Democratic Party. We think by now we'd have gone past this stage. But you cannot take a horse to the water and force the horse to drink from the water.
If your party's candidate, Atiku Abubakar, does not reach out to Governor Yetun Wike in the manner or fashion that the governor and others of who are supporters expect him to, what happens then?
It is simple. A man that has a headache is a man that will consult the doctor in the hospital so that his headache will go. He is the party candidate today. We want our party to win. So he should be the one to first of all call his team and say, look, we had a contest and you will not accept everybody. It's not a winner-take-it-all business. Because if you do a winner-takes-it-all business, then you have something coming. Because on election day, Dayo, all of us will be in our polling units. We will be in our various political wards. All of us will be in our various local governments and states. Nobody will leave his state and come to another man's state. Nobody will leave his local government and come to another man's local government, or nobody will leave his ward and come to another man's ward. We have 773 wards that contested that primaries. Just one local government, 773 local government, just one local government that had issue. If you won election with that small margin, it is common sense for you to say, let me put all my strength together and face a ruling party like APC, a ruling party that is ready to do any magic to win an election. You must be vigilant, careful, and don't take people for granted. But for all we are seeing today, in fact, it's a shame that a former governor like Babangida Aliyu will come up and say the things he said about the statement Governor Boyesu Wike made when he was coming from his trip abroad. The likes of Babangida Aliyu is not today. We know his antecedents. We know why he's pained. We know how he views other Nigerians. And I'm happy that in our retreat, he was confronted by a young lad from Imo State who let him understand, who told him, who called his attention to the fact that it is the likes of him that is causing the deep division in this nation called Nigeria. So we wish Babangida Aliyu and his cohorts, wish them well. To them, they have won party primaries. So they are riding on high horses. We wish them well.
Let's get a few comments in right now. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0007. We are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Let's get your take on all of this via Facebook. Power is seen, Kira goes. The chairman of the PDP zoning committee, Governor Autumn, is to be blamed for Governor Wike's words in the PDP for allowing the committee he chaired to jettison the zoning formula to make it open. Now they're shouting foul. All right. Prince Abadi Udu goes. Good evening, Dial. The chairman should advise Wike to stop complaining. If Wike and his friends are not comfortable with the happenings in the party, they should step aside, because no one is irreplaceable. And in a second note, let's talk about that. So, is there a chance, is there a possibility that if the governor does not get the fair treatment that he expects, is there a possibility that he would jump ship? But before you respond to that, let's take a call from Rolo from Aba. Rolo, you're welcome. Go ahead, please. Make it brief.
Good evening.
Straight to your comment or question.
Yes, I'm calling from Aba. The problem with PDP between Chiku Abubakar and Yesun Wike, well, I can say that his God is in it, because God don't want PDP to come back again in this country, because PDP has been in power for 16 years and nothing to show for it, even APC. So by 2023, we're going to vote another party. PDP, APC are 7 people. It's like we have half dozen and six. So they cannot come back into power in Nigeria. Let us try another party and see what God can do for us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Maybe another call as well. Wachi from Andona, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dayo.
Straight to your comment, please.
Yeah, I want to comment on your issue on ground now. Why you say that Governor Rivers, they call the PDP, the Governor Astaran, and President Astaran a liar. So it's not a new thing. You know that the man is what the governor described him to be. Because 2015, him and the other Northernan, they deceived that Buhari will be the Messiah. That 3 months, Buhari will wipe off Boko Haram. But all what they said had become a lie. So I totally agree with Governor Wike.
Atiku actually contested against Buhari. So President Buhari could
advise Nigerians not to vote for a liar. We should vote for a man with us, which is Peter Obi. Thank you.
All right. However, I just thought to point out, there's no way Atiku could have said Buhari is the one at that time, I think.
He said so.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, they were in the same party.
The same party, APC.
No, I'm talking about...
the primaries was in Lagos.
No, I'm talking about the last
election. No, 2019. We're talking about 2015.
Oh, they were in the same
if
party.
If that was not 2015, they would have been 2019 now.
Oh, well, I suppose so. But in 2019, it was against him.
Yeah, because he thought that... being the president of Nigeria is his lifetime ambition. And so we'll give it to him. He's a senior man, he's an elderly man, we respect him.
So the question I asked you earlier on, based on the comments I read via, I think it was WhatsApp or Facebook, if the governor does not get the respect and the fair treatment that he expects, and that the one Governor Samuel Otom mentioned as well from the PDP and the current managers, is the governor considering jumping ship and going elsewhere where he will be better treated with some respect?
The governor has told you with his team that they are in PDP, they are going nowhere. He had Jerry Gana clear. Jerry Gana is not a small child. Jerry Gana is one of the leaders of this country. And all the leadership of that team, which is Soweke, is one of them, has come to the conclusion that they will remain in the PDP, work for the PDP, and rebuild PDP. That's where we stand.
And what are the chances that what appears to be a frosty relationship now between the River State Governor Yesun Wike and the presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar, what are the chances that this relationship will be addressed and the fences will be mended?
Yeah, there's a lot of time. Election is 7 months from today. And so, as far as you are concerned, in politics, even 1 week, even 2 days is a long time. So don't be surprised. Okay, let me tell you. In 2018, we had the primaries. That was even more difficult to us than the primaries I had in Abuja this year. In 2018, our friend Tambuwa was the one we were backing, the then governor of Sokoto State. The PDP brought the convention to Port Harcourt because of the sacrifices South and Rivers people have made. But Atiku came to the stadium. Atiku won. And when Atiku won, we went back, sat back, he visited the governor, we met as a family, we agreed, and we killed him behind him. And it's on record that Rivers State gave the highest support to Atiku Abubakar in 2019 election, which he, Atiku Abubakar, has agreed and has acknowledged publicly that in 2019, Governor Zeboye Sunwike and his team gave him the highest of vote, gave him the highest of support, resources, anything you can imagine. So, if he does what he needs to do, you know, Atiku is considered a senior player.
What is that? When you say does what the next, the presidential ticket is gone.
Hold on, I'm coming.
So what is that?
Hold on. We are talking about mending fence first. I'll talk about political positioning. Listen, nobody's God. Nobody knows what tomorrow will be. So what you have now in your hand, is it actually yours? It's not when you sleep this night and wake up tomorrow and you're still alive that you can feel it. So the question, what we're asking is simple. Do the right thing. Don't take anybody for granted. And for sure, it's not Governor Sunwike anybody should imagine to take for granted. Or it's not River State or any River State person that you'll imagine you'll take for granted.
And if it's taken for granted, what will be the consequence of that?
Well, we'll wait and see what the consequences will be. Because for me now, I can't predict.
All right, I think this might be a good enough note to wrap up the conversation. Many thanks for listening and being a part of it thus far, especially thanks to my guest, Dr. Samuel Wanasike, Chairman, Ikwe Local Government Area. Chairman, many thanks for your time. Wish you and your party the very best.
Thank you very much for having us. And thank you for this opportunity.